Syed Hashimi here. We're going to talk about how you can improve your productivity as a .NET Core developer in Visual Studio for Mac. In this video, I'm going to show you a couple new features, as well as some features that have existed for a long time. So please definitely do stay tuned. All right, so first we're going to start off with some new features that we've added in Visual Studio for Mac 8.3. Let's start with launch settings.json support. This is a JSON file that you can have in your project, and it defines how your application will be launched, either for run or debug. Typically, you'll set your ASP.NET Core environment here, either production or development or any custom value that you might have. You can also define any additional environment variables that you'd like. So here I've got dev admin@example.com for the admin email. And then we've also got the URLs that the application will be listening to. You can edit it either directly in the file, or you can right-click the project and select Options. Go down to Run Configurations, and then I'm going to go into Default here. Let's go ahead and make some changes here. So I will change this from example.com to contoso.com. Let me switch over to the ASP.NET Core tab, and we'll modify the URL. So we'll change it from 5001 to 5011. All right, now we can see that both of those changes have made it into my launch settings.json file. Let's take a look at what we get when we run this. So I'll start without debugging here. All right, we can see that the application is now up and running, and the index page just displays the value for those two environment variables, ASP.NET Core environment and admin email. We can see that the new email has come through here. All right, let me switch back to Visual Studio for Mac, and then we'll move on to another topic or another feature that we've recently added for 8.3. So let me stop debugging here. And you may have noticed this while I was running through the previous demo. So here we can see now we have a browser select option here at the very top toolbar. So you can pick whichever browser you'd like to be launched for a particular project at that time. Right now, I've got it configured for Microsoft Edge, but let's say maybe you had a report that your website is not rendering correctly using Safari, and now you're working on that bug, so you can just switch over to Safari and then say start without debugging, and then that should launch Safari with your application inside of it. All right, so now we can see that instead of launching Edge as what it did before, now it's launched Safari, and we can party on the application using Safari or any other browser that you'd like. Let me go ahead and quit out of Safari here. Another feature which has been added recently, it was previous to 8.3, I believe it was in 8.2. We've simplified the ability to configure multiple startup projects. And when you're developing web projects, it's very common that you need to launch more than one web project. Maybe you have an API project and a web front end, or maybe you have two web projects that have some sort of interaction together. So yeah, let me show you how to launch more than one project. You right-click on the solution, you go into Set Startup Projects, and this behind the scenes will create what we call a run configuration in Visual Studio for Mac. So I'll go ahead and select Create Run Configurations here. At this point, I can see all the runnable projects that are in my solution, so I'll check both of these web projects. One thing that's important for web projects, if you want to launch more than one, you need to make sure that they're not trying to listen on the same URLs. So let me go here, and my envvar demo project is listening on 5011. Let me go to my other web and just double check that that's on a different port before we get started. Okay, all right, so this one's listening on 5002. Okay, so we can see in the default toolbar here that multiple projects has now been automatically selected. We can go ahead and click the play button to start debugging this, and both of those projects should be launched. Okay, we can see one of the projects has launched in Safari, just because I just configured it to launch in Safari, and the other one then launched in Microsoft Edge here. That's what we got going on. So that's how you can set more than one project to start on run or debug in Visual Studio for Mac. Let me go ahead and stop debugging here. And also, if you wanted to change the browser when you have more than one project, you can You can use this experience here, so I can switch back to Edge for that browser and also to Edge for this browser. All right, so that was setting multiple startup projects. Another quick productivity tip that I have for you is using the Navigate to input field here. We have a dedicated video for Navigate to, but wanted to raise awareness for this feature here as well. It can definitely save a lot of time. The keyboard shortcut to get into Navigate to is Command Dot. So for example, let's say if I've just made some code changes, now I'm ready to start debugging this. I can say I just did Command Dot, it went into Navigate to. I'll say I want to execute a command, so I'll prefix it with C colon and then start. Then I can see debugging, so I'll go ahead and select that. All right, so now we can see both of our projects have successfully loaded in Microsoft Edge as we expected. And you know, like I mentioned, we do have a kind of video dedicated to Navigate to, so we'll definitely link to that in the description below. And now let's move back to Visual Studio for Mac, and we'll go through a few other productivity wins here. So the productivity win that I want to share with you today is, or at this point, is to learn keyboard shortcuts. So learning keyboard shortcuts is something that can definitely kind of speed up your development process. And you know, there's definitely a few keyboard shortcuts that you want to learn and know. So I'll go ahead and share my favorites with you. So let's start in the build menu here. So one is definitely build all. So we can see that's Command B. One that I just showed you previously was Command Dot for Navigate to. That opens up, you know, kind of a plethora of options there. And then start debugging is Command Enter. And I like to start without debugging too, because there's a lot of cases where, you know, I just want to see my website or I just want to exercise my console app. So start without debugging is going to be a little bit faster than start with debugging. All right, let's take a look at some more here. We've got the open command, so that will open a new solution or project. And another big one is actually preferences here. So I kind of find myself going in and out of preferences occasionally to kind of change things or to discover additional features which I may not be aware of. So the shortcut for preferences is Command Comma. So let me go ahead and use that. And now I'll show you how you can discover additional keyboard shortcuts. So I showed you previously you can use the menu system to actually learn about commands and their keyboard shortcuts. But some functionality isn't available on menus, or you may not see the keyboard shortcut. So what we can do is I've gone into preferences, and now inside key bindings, you can search for any command that you want. Let's say, for example, format. So what's the keyboard shortcut for format document? So here we can see it's control pipe. Let's see, is there a keyboard shortcut for clean? So yeah, so it would be shift command K for clean. So this is a very handy way for you to go through and actually learn about commands, and you can even set custom keyboard shortcuts. For example, clean all doesn't have a key binding here, so you can define a new key binding here that you like, and then you can go with that. All right, well, that's all the tips that I have for you now, with the exception of one additional tip. Check out aka.ms/vsmacdocs, one word. So that's where you can get all the docs for Visual Studio for Mac, and keep an eye out for new videos in this video series. Thank you very much.